new UN report is condemning the use of drone strikes around the world and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late.
All righty then, OCD here, filling in for John. John is going to be back on Monday. That is the good news. But in the meantime, I'll be filling in for him. If you ever get the inkling to tune into my show, I'm on Monday through Friday from 11 to 1. So it's me, then Michael, Mike, and then John. I think that's the lineup. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever lied? I have. I do it a lot. I try not to, but, you know, does this dress look fat on me? No. First job I ever got in radio, I lied to get the audition. And when I got the audition, I didn't get the job. The moral of the story is lying doesn't work, and sooner or later, it catches up with you, even if you're the head of the IRS. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Wow. And earlier today, people were gasping in that room when Koskinen, once and for all, explained the fate of that critical computer hard drive.
Your letter describes the Lois Lerner emails as being unrecoverable.
Correct.
But fails to mention where the damaged hard drive is today. Do you know where the actual hard drive is that crashed in 2011?
Yeah. I'm advised the actual hard drive, after it was determined that it was dysfunctional and that with experts no emails could be retrieved, was recycled and destroyed in the normal process. This was.
So was it physically destroyed?
That's my understanding.
So was it melted down? Do you know?
I have no idea what the recycler does with it. This was 3 years ago.
Go back to about 32 seconds. You're going to hear a gasp.
So was it melted down? Do you know?
No, a little bit further. Right there.
Question 2011.
Yeah. Okay, listen for the gas.
The actual hard drive, after it was determined that it was dysfunctional and that with experts no emails could be retrieved, was recycled and destroyed in the normal process. This was.
So what?
That's great. It was dysfunctional. Did that computer hard drive need a little Viagra? Come on, young man. One more time. I love the gasping part.
I'm advised the actual hard drive, after it was determined that it was dysfunctional and that with experts no emails could be retrieved, was recycled and destroyed in the normal process. This was.
So was it physically destroyed?
That's my understanding.
So was it melted down? Do you know?
I have no idea what the recycler does with it. This was 3 years ago.
The problem with lying is you have to keep track of the lies. And that's all this is about. Paul Ryan find out. Yeah, he found that out for himself.
5 minutes. This is unbelievable. The apology that ought to be given is to the American taxpayer, not to a government agency that is abusing its power. I am sitting here listening to this testimony. I don't believe it. That's your problem. Nobody believes you.
Come on now.
The Internal Revenue Service comes to Congress a couple years ago and misleads us and says no targeting is occurring. Then it said it was a few rogue agents in Cincinnati. Then it said it was also on progressives. All of those things have been proven untrue. This committee sent a criminal referral of possible criminal wrongdoing just a month ago to the Justice Department. We've heard nothing. You bury in a 27-page letter to the Senate asking for them to conclude the investigation that you've lost Lois Lerner's emails during the time in question because of a hard drive crash. Monday, our investigators ask your agency whether any other hard drives crashed, and we learned that 6 other hard drives of the people we're investigating were involved. You didn't tell us that.
We told you on Monday.
On Monday.
And what did you do with the...
Because we asked you.
Right, and what did you do with that information?
You told us on Monday because we asked you whether any other hard drives crashed. This is unbelievable.
We answered
you told us on May you were going to give us all of Lois Lerner's emails, and you learned in February that this crashed.
I did not learn in February it was a crash, and told you on Monday...
I'm not asking you a question. I'm making a statement.
My apologies.
You are the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach into the lives of hardworking taxpayers, and with a phone call, an email, or a letter, you can turn their lives upside down. You ask taxpayers to hang on to 7 years of their personal tax information in case they're ever audited, and you can't keep 6 months' worth of employee emails? And now that we are seeing this investigation, you don't have the emails. Hard drives crashed. You learned about this months ago. You just told us, and we had to ask you on Monday. This is not being forthcoming. This is being misleading again. This is a pattern of abuse, a pattern of behavior that is not giving us any confidence that this agency is being impartial. I don't believe you. This is incredible.
I have a long career. That's the first time anybody has said that you do not believe me.
I don't believe you.
That's fine. We can have a disagreement. I'm willing to stand on our record. I'm willing to remind you that it was not buried in 27 pages. Most of that 27 pages is exhibits. When asked about the custodians, we advised you...
Forthcoming.
Which we knew for one day.
Being forthcoming is to say...
I'm sorry.
You know what, investigators, Congress who's investigating...
Will you let him answer the question?
I didn't ask him a question.
Yes, you did. The gentleman...
That's great.
I control the time.
I realize that disrupting a hearing sort of...
No, come on.
No.
People, but the gentleman from Wisconsin...
I am not yielding time. I control the time.
He has a time.
Here's what being forthcoming is.
Regular order.
If we are investigating criminal wrongdoing, targeting of people based on their political beliefs, and the emails in question are lost because of a hard drive crash that is... apparently unrecoverable, which a lot of IT professionals would question, and you don't tell us about it until we ask you about it, that is not being forthcoming.
And that's true.
I yield back the balance of my time.
That's not true.
The gentleman has yielded back his time.
Thank you.
I love that. You know, that's a great idea. Instead of doing a Q&A, when you have time to speak, just speak. And all the questions are rhetorical. You don't have to answer. I'm telling you what happened. That was good. I like that. I especially like when they said order. First thing I thought was a bologna sandwich. It's funny to watch people in power squirm. This is like Enron on steroids. Oh, well, you could have avoided all of this if you had a flat consumption tax. You get to keep all your money. Then when you go to Walmart, you pay a 20, 22% tax, and that covers everything. Your property tax, your state tax, your federal tax. And think of this. You actually get to own your property. Wouldn't that be great? But you're owning it with Federal Reserve notes, so what difference does it make anyway? But it is great theater. It's always fun to watch people in $800 suits squirm. And I think Paul Ryan, mission accomplished, lighting into IRS commissioner over missing Lois Lerner emails at the Friday House Ways and Means Committee. What do you think? Is anything going to happen? I think Eric Holder's getting on it right now. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Or OCDAustin@yahoo.com. That's going to be pretty tough for Eric Holder. all the paperwork he has on his desk. I mean, he's got a whole filing cabinet of the Fast and Furious, an entire cabinet of the VA, Benghazi. I mean, there's probably not a lot of room in his office because it's just filled with all of these summons and indictments and calling to motions. I mean, between the Fast and the Furious, the VA, Benghazi. You know he's even being sued by Ben Gay? Yeah. You know the cream you put on muscles? He's being sued by Ben Gay. Apparently, Ben wanted to originally be called Ben Homosexual. Homophobe. Yep. It's true. I wouldn't lie. What do you think I am, the IRS?
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All righty, OCD filling in for John, 800-313-9443. The email, ocdaustin@yahoo.com. Tomorrow is the longest day of the year, and I know up in Fairbanks, Alaska, for example, the sun will be setting at 12:45 and rising at 3:30 because I was up there a few years ago. John, what part of Alaska are you living in?
Well, I just got back to Anchorage. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I love Anchorage this time of the year. You must be really digging the weather.
Well, I just got out of bear camp. I'm digging the weather, but not all the tourists, but that's what makes the fuel the economy. And all I got to say is I just turned on my computer and listened to you, and it's like we got a bunch of monkeys running the show, and you can throw Pelosi and Reid and all the rest of them into it, that, you know, there's just too many rights of us taken away. That up here, if you want to go hunting, you want to go fishing, you got to have all kinds of stuff to do it. And it's instead of just being trying to fill a freezer, you know what I mean?
Hey, John, are you listening to two stations at the same time?
No.
Okay, because I hear some background noise. Is that the TV?
No, that's you're filling in for John, right?
Oh, wow, I'm in the Matrix. I'm in two places at once. All right, continue, John. I think we got a delay going on.
Yeah. Well, you're just talking Fairbanks, right? Yeah, now it's coming on. But, I've been outside 2 years, went down to North Dakota and seen the oil going on there. And, you know, I'm a chef by trade, and just to see how rules and regulations and people are, you know, they're telling.
Tell you what, John, I got to let you go only because I'm listening to my show all over again. Dino in Denver, am I echoing in your room?
No, Don, it sounded like he just was listening to RBN and hadn't turned the radio down.
Yeah, right? I know. That's exactly what was happening. What's going on, Dino?
Yeah, it's all good. Hey, I heard what you said and I figured everybody was going to jump on the politician, this or that. You know, the loyal opposition is doing their job. That's fine. My only question is, the food for thought, I guess, is I thought that one Yodabyte data center in Utah was capturing everything. They don't have the emails?
That's a great point. You know, that new center they built in Utah is supposed to capture everything.
Right. That's the new term they had to make up called the Yodabyte.
Pretty amazing. I've heard, how many gallons of water a day does it take to run?
7 million.
7 million a day.
I think that's correct.
And then we're getting reports that the Chinese are taking our water from the Great Lakes. Pretty amazing time to live in.
The Oracle of Omaha's train lines that take it there. So.
Oh, you mean Mr. Geico, the sage of Omaha?
No, I'm the old man with the ice cream cone. What's his name?
Oh, Berkshire Hathaway. Buffett. Warren Buffett.
Yeah, it's his trains that ship it. So, you know, what the heck.
Yeah, I wonder why he vested so heavily in rail lines about 4 years ago. I guess now we know why.
Yes.
Continue, Dino. What else?
Well, no, I just wanted to throw that in. We're all, the disk drive is broken. And I'm like, they have their own storage, then the NSA is storing it. It would be stored in multiple places. Why are those people not be brought in saying, okay, give us our data that you guys collect? I don't get it. It's all theatrics.
Well, I get it. I think we both get it. We know what it is. It's corruption. It's just pure corruption.
But sure, but this is the theatrics that you get your sound bites from, that people do the left-right paradigm and, you know, get out of the box if you really want to know, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, it will happen on this show because I'm all about getting out of the left-right paradigm because it's just a distraction. It doesn't matter whether it's a Republican or a Democrat. It's just two different flavors of vanilla.
Same side of the coin.
You got it. Have a great day.
All right, take care, bud.
And to show you that it is two sides of the same coin, Chuck Todd and Ed Henry caught mocking John McCain on a hot mic. Ever wonder what all those White House correspondents talk about while they're waiting for President Obama to step to the podium? Well, now, thanks to a live feed and a hot mic, we know what MSLSD's Chuck Todd and Fox News' Ed Henry think about John McCain. Before Obama entered the briefing room to make a statement on Iraq, Todd leaned over to Henry to ask him what he thought of McCain, and they had this exchange. Todd says, "Did anybody check with John McCain? Is he okay? Now that David Petraeus came out against it," and they made a reference to him perhaps having a heart attack. One thing about having a microphone, if you're on radio or television, First rule is you always assume it's hot. Oh, you got to turn it up.
Wait. David Petraeus said what? Oh, now that'll be the Obama administration. They have something on them.
What was funny is that McCain was on our air an hour ago saying he should send Petraeus to Iraq.
Petraeus to Iraq. Yeah.
He said that an hour ago. When he gave a speech yesterday in London saying we can't be the Air Force of Iraq.
Right.
That's what's amazing. No, he's like wanting Petraeus to be like the guy. Yeah. And Petraeus is saying,
we're not taking sides.
So funny. Hilarious. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Let's see. From Stephen, the chairman is going to need a colostomy bag following that reaming. As Michael Romero would say, bovine excrement. That'd be a great name for a punk band. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Bovine Excrement. Pope Francis condemns the legalization of marijuana. That's nice. I came out as strongly today against the legalization of recreational drugs. If anyone's going to recreate, it's me. I'm going to have a calzone. I'm going to ride in the Pope Mobile. I'm going to meet with Perez and Abbas and Joel Osteen. We're going to start a new world religion. But you can't smoke pot. That's a evil. Starting a one world religion, not so much. That's a nice. Oh, that's good. Oh, I see a Cheech and a Chong.
800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
11,004,507. Pick me, Alex. What is disability beneficiaries? That's right. The total number of disability beneficiaries in the United States topped 11 million for the first time last month, increasing from 10,996,000. You know what that means? USA, we're number one. 100 million are not working, 50 million are getting food stamps, and 11 million are getting disability benefits. And Obama voters are crossing the border daily. Approval of Obama's handling of immigration falls to 31%, one of the lowest readings since 2010, when the Gallup polling on the handling of the issue began. So things are turning around quickly for the administration. You got that one? All right, here we go. Sunni Islamists will march on Baghdad. The founder of the Islamic Army of Iraq, who was once described by the U.S. as a top terrorist target, explains how the fight against American or Iranian occupation has united ISIS and other Sunni Islamists in the battle for Baghdad. And we have this clip. It is in Arabic, but I did spend about 5 years in Iraq, so I do speak Arabic. I will translate for you. Yeah, you can turn this up.
We want to get the oppressors out. We wanted to get together with all denominations in the country. Sunni, Shia, Kurds, and Turkmen, everybody. We wanted to come up with a new social contract and live in peace and harmony. Silence, I kill you. The Sunni's policy is whatever occupier comes into our country, whether local, regional, national, we're going to fight them. Silence, I kill you. We don't want to oppress or attack anyone. Did I mention silence? I kill you.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.com. org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Alrighty then, 800-313-9443. That's Sting. You know, he said he makes love 7 hours at a time. I can't think of anything that I can do 7 hours at a time. I can do radio 2-3 hours with a lot of breaks and news at the top of the hour. I can eat for maybe 30 minutes. I can sleep. Yeah, there you go. One thing I can do. From John Sniffer. You know, there's a lot of people that listen to this show that may have a little bit too much time on their hand. John found out that the president said, 140 times during his statement on Iraq. And apparently, when the president says, he's lying.
I just met with my national security team to discuss the situation in Iraq.
You know, the sad part is 23 seconds of that just went across the network. Bluffdale releases water bill for NSA data center. We were talking about that 5 minutes ago. Fox 13 in Salt Lake City has obtained the water bill for the NSA's massive data center in Utah. And the listener pointed out a good question. Well, even if they can't find the missing emails with the IRS, wouldn't this building have it?
Welcome back. Fox 13 News has obtained records that reveal just how much water the National Security Agency's massive data center in Bluffdale is using.
The information is reigniting the debate over the spy center and its water consumption in our desert state. Fox 13's Ben Winslow has more.
Water records obtained by Fox 13 through a public records request reveal the NSA's gargantuan Utah data center uses millions of gallons of water a month to cool its storage devices. Bluffdale initially didn't want to provide the information, saying it could threaten the facility's security, but state officials ruled the information is public. The city provided a summary of water usage from January 2012 to now. Here's what we've learned. In its first month, the Utah data center used 3.8 million gallons of water. In the heat of July, that number jumped to 6.2 million gallons. Over the past 2 years, the facility has used 58.7 million gallons of water in desert dry Utah. Bluffdale City says that on average, the Utah data center uses 2 to 4 million gallons of water every month.
And supposedly they're not fully ramped up yet.
We took the water bill to local internet service provider XMission, which also has a data center packed with servers.
It's sort of surprising they're using as much water as they were during the construction.
Yeah, that's maybe they were doing the run-through of the systems just to get them going.
These are XMission's new water cooling towers. To put the NSA data center's water use in context, XMission used 115,000 gallons of water to cool a 10,000-foot data center.
We're only in the hundreds of thousands of gallons versus the millions of gallons here.
The NSA gets a discount for the water. Critics want it shut off. The libertarian think tank Libertas Institute says by delivering water at a discounted rate, the city of Bluffdale is subsidizing a federal agency's daily violation of our rights, which we consider unacceptable. Utahns who live in a desert where water is a scarce commodity should reject and not assist efforts to spy on innocent men, women, and children. It's estimated that when completed, the NSA Spy Center will use as much as 1.5 million gallons of water every day to cool its hardware. It's been plagued with power problems.
They're inventing the wheel out there, trying to get as much density as they're trying to roll. This hasn't been done before.
Ben Winslow, Fox 13 News, Utah.
You know, in defense of the NSA, it does take a lot of water to run a sewage plant. I mean, you've got a lot of crap. It takes a lot of water to break down that much crap. So, you know, get off their case. Back to the email, ocdaustin@yahoo.com, from ROFL. Call the writers, call Carson, Leno, and Letterman, Ben Gay for when you bend over, and the timing couldn't have been better. Oh, so fun to be politically incorrect. I agree. It is fun. The problem is you can react to these stories one of two ways. You can get all upset, or you can just start laughing at them because it is hilarious what they're doing. I mean, just think about it. Every time they say, they're lying. It's amazing.
I just met with my national security team to discuss the situation in Iraq.
Right.
Hey, Beavis, he's better than me.
yeah. He's going to get him here.
All righty. We move on. Border Patrol agents say gang members are crossing our border illegally, turning themselves in and getting the green light into our country. They are unaccompanied minors. If they don't have a criminal record inside the United States, they are processed as any other juvenile. Doesn't matter if they have tattoos or even if they admit they're gang members. Not everyone wants a better life. Border Patrol agents say some teens crossing the border are hoping to grow their gang roots. Said Border Patrol Representative Chris Cabrera, they are confirmed either by their tattoos or self-admission, but since they have no criminal record in the U.S. and they happen to be minors, they are returned with their family in the United States. Channel 5 News reporter Eric Proffer said, Cabrera, does that concern you? He said, yes, it does concern me because we have issues like that already in the United States. The last thing we want to do is start importing gang members. Very true. And again, the approval of the president's handling of immigration has fallen to 31%. Yeah, go ahead, Bobby. You can pull up Drudge. You got it? All right. Give you the latest stuff coming in. Sheriff Joe Obama's dumping of illegal illegal aliens. Intentional. Boehner administration on their own. 130,000 minors expected to arrive in coming year. Hundreds of toddlers taking into custody. Did they use stun guns? Maybe they just have like Barney the dinosaur at the border. Over here, kiddos! Over here! It's just insane. Audience gasp as IRS commissioner admits missing Lois Lerner hard drive was trashed. 11 million now on disability. When drones fall from the sky, more than 400 have crashed so far. John McCain raging at Chuck Todd over hot mic diss. House Majority Leader McCarthy, we want to change our country. Struggling Atlanta City Casino could be forced to close. Other news, Rand Paul, Congress routinely passes laws they exempt themselves from. Here's one, ex-gay man comes back out of the closet. Wow, look at that, his name's Ben Gay. Chinese mogul invites poor Americans to Central Park lunch. 1,000 showed up. And on the other end of the spectrum, Sonny and Cher's former home in Los Angeles and Beverly Hills, listing for $150 million. Dow Jones is kicking it, 17,000. The reason? When the Federal Reserve has 12 private banks and loans them money at 0% interest, they can leverage that into derivatives, get into the casino called the stock market, and set the sights on 17,000. I wouldn't be surprised if the stock market goes to 20. Because as it is right now, quantitative easing 1, 2, and 3 are off the table. We are quantitative easing into infinity, as Buzz Lightyear would say. They're not going to stop until it collapses. ISIS and Sunni Islamists will march together in Baghdad. White Detroit police lieutenant files discrimination complaint against the department. Morgue rejects body for being too fat. You need to start charging by the pound. What else you got? Boy fakes kidnapping to avoid dentists. Finally, some meat. Yeah, pull that one up. Fear of the dentist can make people do strange things to avoid having their teeth checked, including the story you've been kidnapped, as one boy in France did recently. Police spent a month investigating his tale. The dentist is never the favorite place for children, but some youngsters go to great lengths to avoid having to see a dentist. One 12-year-old boy in a village in the Alpine Village even went as far as telling police he had been kidnapped so he would not have to see the dentist. The youngster was picked up by police who spotted him hiding as they patrolled through the village during the afternoon of May 21st. When quizzed by police, the youngster immediately said he'd been abducted. He gave officers a detailed description of the man who abducted. Oh, look at this. The guy who abducted Ben Gay. This guy's all over the news. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If any of those topics get a little interest going, feel free to give me a call, or you can email me at ocdaustin@yahoo.com. That's ocdaustin@yahoo.com. The phone number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And finally, Bay Area techies ditch phones and tablets at Digital Detox Camp. Apparently, techies are now getting off of the digital. More coming up. 800-313-9443.
When I get there, I'm learning to fly around the clouds. What goes up must come down.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
All righty then, 800-313-9443. The email is ocdaustin@yahoo.com. Same day that Vice President Dick Cheney and daughter Lynn co-penned an editorial blasting the administration for its international policy, Fox News anchor Meg Kelly, Megyn Kelly, grilled the pair about the former president's own role in enabling current unrest in Iraq. She had some fairly decent quotes. You said there were no doubts that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. You said we would be greeted as liberators. You said the Iraq insurgency was in the last throes back in 2005. You said after our intervention, extremists would have to rethink their strategy. Now, almost $1 trillion spent with 45 American 100 lives lost. What do you say to those who were so wrong about so much at the expense of so many? And then Cheney said, no, I fundamentally disagree, Reagan. And he forgot which administration was in office, and he said, I mean Megan. Let's go to Blue in Tennessee. Hello, Blue. How are you?
Hey, sweetheart. I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing good. What's up?
Well, I found this very unusual. It response to my attention by a RBN host John Moore. And because I have a 17-year-old son, I'm having to weigh out the possibility of signing him up for the Selective Services. And if you look at the website, it's definitely defined for boys only, right? But on the second form of the application, it actually says, with check boxes, are you a boy or a girl? Now, if I were transgender and gay, I'd be really pissed over that. Where's the outrage over that one?
Yeah, you need to sue somebody.
I know.
As a matter of fact, did you hear about Somali pirates?
No.
Yeah, they're suing the Oakland Raiders. Racism. Racism, Blue. You heard about the Washington Redskins, didn't you?
Yeah, I heard about the Redskins. Yeah.
All right, what else have you got?
Well, the other thing I wanted to say, you know, if you're in your community and you're trying to figure out this whole Agenda 21, there is an article that's archived at Progressive Now, and this talks about my little town called Knoxville, Tennessee. And you can type it in to Progressive Now, how to turn a red town green. And it will show you step by step how methodically that they've done this.
And how are they doing it? How are they doing it?
Oh, they've interjected everything, all of the agendas from Agenda 21. I mean, to the point that I have to go 4 feet over from a bike lane.
Yeah, we've got the same problem in Austin. You'll have these trendies in the slow lane. And if you don't get out of their way, they'll just throw alfalfa at you.
Well, you know, I have gone to all of these meetings. We've been fighting this forever in my community. And we got to Union County, Tennessee. Now, this is a county, there aren't any bicycles. And if they are, they can bicycle in their own yard because they own 10 acres. And so the Agenda 21 people came in or Plan ET. And my dad first got kicked out of the meeting. And I got kicked out of the meeting. My claim was, you know what? We don't need bike lanes on the streets of Union County, which is only one that runs through the entire town. We need tractor lanes. Oh, that I immediately got picked up by an officer. I was thrown out of the meeting physically.
Well, it sounds like you're a bikist. One who is prejudiced against those with two wheels. I'm kidding. Nah, I'm kidding, Blue.
Yeah, I know.
All right, good.
It's but we have to raise this next generation. I, you know, the more that I look at life, the more I am becoming a minimalist. Meaning, I don't need all this crap.
Well, you know, to give you an indication of where I'm at, my condo is ready to close. I'm selling it. I might even get an RV. I'm getting off the grid.
That's exactly where I'm at.
Yep.
You know, I had a conversation last night with a dear friend of mine who's a bailiff, and we were going through all the different concepts, just how you make, not because we're making a smaller footprint, quote, unquote, for the green beans, but because I don't need this. Because I can do everything that I need to do and this simple, but I want off the grid. I don't want to be on this pattern.
Nope.
I don't want to feed into it.
I don't want to be an adult anymore. I don't like their world.
Yeah.
All right, Blue, you have a terrific day, and I appreciate you being out there. California, take care. California's catastrophic drought just got a lot worse. How bad is it in California? The drought, in the past week, the percentage of the state being identified as exceptional, that is exceptional drought, the most severe category jumped from a quarter to a third. The government-funded United States Drought Monitor classifies the entire state as in a drought, and as of Tuesday, 77% of California was in an extreme drought. So it's getting really bad in California. Michelle Bachmann, Hillary Clinton should be disqualified from the presidency. Representative Michelle Bachmann roused the sleepy gathering of social conservatives on Friday with a spirited speech railing against Hillary Clinton, whose record at the State Department should disqualify her from ever being considered for the presidency. She said Hillary Clinton reinforces daily to the American people that she is not a commander-in-chief material. She fails to inspire confidence, and particularly anything that she's touched. Bachman said the road to the majority conference is the way to go. Mrs. Clinton has yet to explain to the American people why she repeatedly ignored the request for increased security at the Benghazi mission compound. She has yet to explain to the American people why Americans were under attack. She failed to pick up the phone and call the commander-in-chief and demand he send reinforcements to rescue our brave Americans on the ground. And then there are those that believe that perhaps Benghazi was just a way station for weapons to be offshored to Syria to Al-Qaeda. I would happen to be one of those individuals. Ukraine wants a ceasefire. Russia is sending a bunch of tanks into Ukraine. More Russian tanks left a base in southwest Russia yesterday, and Russia is preparing to send additional tanks to separatists in eastern Ukraine. A senior U.S. administration official said Friday that they are ensuring, what's that about? Yeah, they're ensuring security. Russia also moved troops to within a handful of kilometers from the Ukraine territory. This according to a medical official. Speaking of medical, the hippie lettuce could be legal in New York very soon.
Just like 22 other states, New York is finally going to pot by legalizing medical marijuana. But there are a few catches. Patients can't smoke it. Instead, the pot will have to be ingested as food or through pills, so it's not used as a drug.
My trepidation has always been the risk. This bill virtually eliminates the risk.
The bill will prevent the possibility of criminals hiding behind medical marijuana.
Governor Cuomo can also stop the program at any time. Friday at the Vatican, Pope Francis weighed in on the worldwide trend of legalizing pot. He said, drug addiction is an evil, and with evil, there can be no yielding or compromise.
I know like it a smoker the pot, and let me tell you why. First of all, it's a batter for the lungs. Why is a commercial playing when I'm talking? I'm at a Pope. Nobody play an extra commercial when I talk. Now listen to me. I don't like a smoking a pot. One time, me and a couple of cardinals were in the Vatican, and I said to one of the homies, I said, hey, cardinal, let's go over to the house and maybe get a couple blunts going. So he gets a blunt going, but some bad, bad pot, and all of a sudden he starts hallucinating and thinks he's Muhammad. The marijuana is not a good. What's a good is a calzone and a one-world religion. How many times I got to tell you? Nobody listened to the Pope. Nobody. Where am I?
Gary from OCDAustin@yahoo.com. LOL, don't stop. Let's see. From Jennifer. Jason Matera caught up with Hillary Clinton at one of the D.C. stops on her book tour this week and asked the former Secretary of State if she would mind signing a copy of Hard Choices, but with a twist, could you make it out to Christopher Stevens? I think you knew him. Yeah, we played that yesterday. It's pretty funny. 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
Take America back. We must take.